I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today is 2/22 of 2022, and I've been looking forward to this day for many months. Feels very auspicious, a day of twos, a day of new beginnings. And so the inspiration arose to record an episode today because I just really had to. And the message I've been inspired to share is that you are already the Buddha. You are already the Buddha. And this really points to the Buddha nature that is present in all of us. There's a seed of the creator in all of the created. And so that Buddha nature is beyond your personhood. It's beyond ideas of right and wrong. It is awareness itself. It is that which sees all of the play of duality in this phenomenal world. But it is that perfect stillness, silence, and peace that is beyond this experience of personhood. And so to recognize that Buddha nature in ourselves, we actually have to be in the place that is before thought. Because as soon as thought occurs, we are already at least one remove away from that Buddha nature. Imagine that this Buddha nature is the stillness of a calm and serene lake. And as soon as a ripple appears, that is a disruption, a distortion in that calm lake. And that ripple is thought. So when we are prior to thought, when we're able to watch the thoughts come and go without any attachment to those images or projections, we are in fact sitting at the place of our Buddha nature. We're able to watch everything in our minds come and go without attachment. This is true peace and freedom. That is the stillness of the lake. When you recognize that there is that which even sees that observer, then you are at one with the Buddha that is you. Your own Buddha nature. And to support this wild thought, I just thought I'd open a couple of books that I'm in the midst of reading at the moment. It's always usually more than one. And one is the classic Remember, Be Here, Now by Ram Dass. And it's funny, this page is actually a quote from, I recognize it from the Bible. It is, in the beginning was the Word. And in the Bible, I believe that's John 1, 1. And that verse, if I remember correctly, it's, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that verse is reminding me in this moment of the sacred syllable Om. So if you say Om aloud, it's spelled O-M or A-U-M, a Sanskrit term. You find that when you say this word, you are opening your mouth and closing your mouth at the beginning and end of the word. Om is a complete word which symbolizes beginning and end. And this is a sacred word in the Advaita faith, the Hindu faith, which symbolizes all of creation. And so this verse, in the beginning was the Word, is to me a representation of that ripple we were talking about with the lake. That prior to the Word, there was stillness and silence. And with that Word, with that thought, all of creation comes into play. That movement in the stillness is what we experience in this phenomenal reality. And it starts with the word. It starts with the movement. The movement of thoughts and images and words in our minds. Mind is thought. So any of those images or projections that we attach our attention to then becomes our experience. So if you're thinking a happy thought and you give your attention to that image, the projection of whatever that means to you, that is your felt experience. The same thing happens if it's a negative thought, perceived negative thought. And so sometimes when I have a moment, have a bit of tea here, of getting caught in thoughts that are not positive, I recognize that those are images that I'm becoming attached to. And so I pause and I watch them pass by. That shifts my experience. I'm prior to those words, I'm prior to that thought. And so my experience is peace. In the beginning was the word. Beautiful. And I'll also open a little book that I received so happily from Monty Sahaja. And it is the Yoga Vasishta Sara, and it's selected verses from this really inspirational text. Let's see, open the book here. And this is, "He who is free from the knots of desires and whose doubts have been set at rest is liberated even when he is in the body, Jivan Mukta. Although he may seem to be bound, he is free. He remains like a lamp in a picture." I'll read that again. "He who is free from the knots of desires and whose doubts have been set at rest is liberated even when he is in the body," which is also called Jivan Mukta. "Although he may seem to be bound, he is free. He remains like a lamp in a picture." So when you're free from desires and when your doubts have been set at rest, you are free even in this experience of the person. So that means that you have total contentment, you don't have any desires. And when you're without doubt, you're at peace. And so this is liberation because you're not caught in the constantly changing world of duality, moving between desires, ruminating over various doubts. You simply have peace. And this is the Buddha nature that is beyond the experience of good and bad, right and wrong. It's just awareness that's observing. There's no changing or cycling through emotions. There's just peace. And so although he may seem to be bound, he is free. So although we may seem to be bound in this, you know, body, in this, you know, really I think of as a vehicle or article of clothing for the infinite, even though we seem to be bound in this form, we're actually free because we're not caught in the transitory nature of thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, doubts. We're steady. We're stillness. We're peace. That is the Buddha nature. And so it says, he remains like a lamp in a picture, which I like that analogy. If you think about a lamp in a picture, it is captured as being in a steady state. There's no flickering of the light or the flame. There is only that stillness because it's stationary. It's in a picture. There's not the movement. It is the still lake without the ripple of thought or desire or doubt. And so that's freedom. And this is the state that is prior to words, it's prior to thought, and it is your very Buddha nature. It is your very self. Beyond this identity as a person, it is the infinite. And so today and every day, I hope that you might take a moment to experience this, to know this for your very self, to empty yourself of every thought and everything and find that which is changeless beyond all states of change. This peace is you. It is your true nature. It's always available to you because it is who you are. That's often said, you know, we go and we seek, we buy keys from different people that are selling them, thinking that that will lead to our liberation. But unless a teacher is pointing you back to your very self, your true nature, beyond this idea of a person who can do right or do wrong, then you're just going on a journey that seems to be of distance that you don't need to go on. The true journey is of no distance. You are already it. It only takes recognizing that fact, which really doesn't cost a thing. And I'm happy to share that good news with you, because the peace that you may be looking for is no further than your very self. It's not yourself as this person. There's nothing you have to do. You only have to be what you are beyond the state of personhood, prior to words, prior to desire and doubt. That Buddha nature is you. You are it. And therefore, you are already free. So on this very auspicious and beautiful day, I wish you the peace that you are, the freedom that you are, and the experience of living that. And as always, I thank you so much for being here. Much love. Namaste.